Now, the Communications Workers Union is staging a protest outside Leinster House today over delays in the payment of pension increases for 20,000 retired workers at An Post and Air. The union has criticised what it described as an unnecessary delay by the government in approving the agreed increases. And the increases have been agreed by unions, trustees, actuaries and company boards. With me on the line to talk about this is a man who was outside the Dáil, Dennis Shukru in Tralee, a CWU member. Dennis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Very good. Now, you worked as a clerk in Tralee Post Office on Edward Street for 27 years, and you were a postman in Dublin before that.
I did, fond memories, yes.
And you retired, I suppose, was this time last year you retired?
It is, this time last year I retired from An Post, yeah. After 42 years service, I decided the time was the time. So I took the jump and retired. Good decision I made as well, doing lots of walking, lots of cycling.
Yeah, and part of that then, there was an agreement that was reached in relation to this pension increase, and it was hammered out over a long time in terms of, you know, what was hammered out, what was agreed with all the different qualifications, they did all the different computations that went into it, but yet still no money. Is that what's happened? You're entitled to a 7% increase.
That's it, Jerry. Exactly. You've said it exactly. The pension trustees, the actuaries on post themselves and everybody involved decided that the best figure would be 7%. And there just is a ludicrous situation now where the Minister for Communications, and as far as I can make out, the Minister for the other Minister as well, have decided that... they can't agree between themselves the pension increase, which is 7%.
Okay, is it your understanding they can't agree on who has to sanction it or pay for it? Which department?
Correct. That seems to be the situation at the moment, that they just can't decide between themselves when the money should be paid, and it's gone on now for over a year, and there's still no agreement.
Okay, it's the Minister for State, Charlie McConnell-Logue, has approved it, but the approval of the Public Expenditure Minister, Jack Chambers, still needed before the payment of pension increases are made, and that's part of the problem. And this is a statement from the department, has said, whilst it's not possible at this point to set out a specific time frame within which the decision-making process will be concluded by both shareholding ministers in respect of increases submitted for consent, the Department of is actively working to conclude the required approval process. So it's between the two stools of the two departments, it would seem.
Yes, and that seems to be it. That seems to be the problem, is that there's interdepartmental arguments going on at the moment as to when it should be paid. And in the meantime, approximately 14 months later, we still haven't been paid our money.
Okay, and it was 6% from the 1st of January 2025 and 1% from the 1st of June 2025. So the deal is for 7%, and it has to be signed off under Section 46 of the Postal Telecommunications Service Act 1983 by the Minister for Culture, Communication and Sport with the concurrence of the Department of Public Expenditure, and that's where we're at the moment. They have to give it consent. Now, they have said, Dennis, that this has to be, that they have to take their time in order to ensure robust governance procedures are in place. What's your response to that argument? This takes time, is what they're saying.
Yeah, my response to that is that, in all fairness, these ministers only came into their seats in January last year, if you remember. There was an election, but 14 months later, we still haven't got any pay rise whatsoever. So that's where the situation is at the moment. And you're not talking about an awful lot of money either, Jerry. There's plenty of money in the pension pot by all accounts. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I'm just running down the street. And, it still hasn't been paid out. And, apparently the money is there. Everybody is in agreement. And they just still won't pay out the money.
Yeah, and this affects about 20,000 pensioners across the country and their dependents, many of whom are older people living in fixed incomes.
Many of them would be fixed incomes, and many of them would be older. Many of them, like I talk to my colleagues, you know, on a regular basis, many of them have taken up jobs after work to make up the money involved. And as you said, many of them are elderly. Like, you know, I was talking to one the other day who's been retired 30 years, and you know, he's not a wealthy man. Like, you know, you're not talking about wealthy people here. You're talking about people who are just above the breadline, really, by all measurements. So it's a ludicrous situation, and you know, we're having to take ourselves up to Dáil Éireann and to see if we can get what was warranted to us last year.
And you're hoping you'll get a hearing. Dennis, will it be back credited if it does get signed off on
It will. My understanding will, it will. It'll be back credited to the 1st of January 2025. So,
okay, but the problem is the hardship in between then and now, and how long is a piece of string as to when, if this will be signed off on?
Exactly, and you can see yourself, Jerry, like, you know, with inflation, everything, the price of everything is going up on a daily basis, as far as you can see. And, you know, you're still talking about your money, your stagnant money that you were getting paid from 2024, because this will be our first rise in about 2.5 years, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and money, that money is losing value as it goes along as well. That's the other aspect of it, with inflation and how things go. Yeah. So the value of the 7% is reducing in real time if you don't have the money to use.
Yeah, from what I can make out, like, you know, all the people that are involved on post, the actuaries, the trustees themselves, there's plenty of money in the pension pot itself. There's not a question about that, that it can be financed. And we're not looking for money from the state. We're not looking for money from the taxpayer. That the money is there, it can be paid out. It's just to be the ludicrous situation. It just has to be agreed at ministerial level, as far as I can make out.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens today, Dennis. Good luck with the protest, and thanks for taking time to talk to us about it this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jerry. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay, brilliant stuff there. That's Dennis Shukru there, who was an on-post worker waiting for that 7% increase. It seems to be between the stools of two departments at the moment.